נתחיל עם הבריסקרוב על הלכות מחלות אסורות. So what happens here in Hilchos Machlos Asuros? So there's a structure here which I'm going to maybe fit in later, because I'm always interested in the punchline, and then we'll see what, you know, what caches that answers up. But basically, as far as we need to know for this Hakdama, is that the Rambam Shita is that when the Torah repeats lavim, that doesn't necessarily mean you get a separate malchus for each lav. It all depends on shemos mechulokim. Notice the Rambam holds that, and here he's arguing with the Gaonim, in the language of the Brisker Rav, the Rambam Shita is ribui malchios, toli beribui shemos. And therefore, for example, if the Gemara says that there are certain creatures that both crawl on the earth and fly in the air and go into the water, and you get many sets of malchus for it, like potisa, the Rambam learns because each shame is a separate independent category. They overlap in the case of potisa, because potisa has all these different features or characteristics, but each one generates its own shame, and it's fundamentally different. Okay, the Ramban claims he has a sugim psochem against the Rambam, and maybe Bli Neder will come back to him. But what the Brisker Rav wants to analyze is the relationship between a Tomei and Kodesh. And basically, there are two lavim in the Torah in this regard. One of them is Tomei She'ochel Maser. When we speak about Maser, obviously we're talking about Maser Sheni, and it's in the Parsha in Kisavo, and there the Torah says, Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tomei. In the case of a Tomei She'ochel Kodesh, not Maser Sheni, the lav in Sefer Vayikra is Va'abosa she'yiga b'chol tomei lo ye'ochel. And the Gemara has a Havamina that the pasuk of Habasar Shayiga, meaning the lav of Tomei She'ochel Kodesh, is completely superfluous. It's totally unnecessary. Because once we have a lav for Tomei She'ochel Maser, we can derive Tomei She'ochel Kodesh with a Kal V'chomer. And the Gemara wants to know, in Masechta Psachim, based on this Kal V'chomer, why did the Torah have to go out of its way to spell out Tomei She'ochel Kodesh?
Maybe for Malchus.
Oh, so the question is, would the Kal V'chomer engender Malchus?
Would Ein Lokim Adin?
Oh, so maybe it would come under the principle of Ein Lokim Adin. So in any event, the Gemara says, Eima Lavar Olav B'Shnei Lavin. And that's where the Gemara goes ahead and introduces the case of Potisa, Loka Chamesh, Loka Arba, whatever it is. You get multiple Malchus. Here too, what the Torah wants to tell you is that you get not only one malchus in the case of Tomei She'ochel Maser, but you also get another malchus for Tomei She'ochel Kodesh, and therefore the Torah engenders, the Torah formulates two different lav. Now here at this point, we have the following chakira. In the Hava Mina, had the Torah not explicitly prohibited Tomei She'ochel Kodesh, we would have derived from Kal V'chomer from Maser, what would be the case of Kodesh? Would it be the same shame Isur? And L'chora, the very fact that we derive it from a Kal V'chomer would engender the same shame Isur? Or do we say no? That once you derive it from this Yalfusa, from this Kal V'chomer in this case, Tomei She'ochel Kodesh becomes a separate Shem Iser, a new Iser unto itself. So obviously we're going to ask, what's the Nafkimina? So the Brisker Rav here quotes a sugya in Zvachim on Daf Lamed Dalet, and the Gemara says the following, that the Iser of Tomei She'ochel Kodesh applies only li'achar zrikas adam. And that's based on a pasuk that says karvu matirov. So basically the Brisker Rav is going to say the following. If they have the same shem isur, maser and kodesh, with regard to a tomei, then it doesn't make any sense to postpone that aveir until after zrikas adam. Why? Because if it's one shame isur, then the Isur is engendered by the Shem Kodesh. And the Shem Kodesh exists even before Zrika. It must be, therefore, that the Isur of Tamei Shachal Kodesh is a separate category.
It's
a new Shem.
Is there a quint of Zrika ben Masses and then comes into Yushalayim? The Issa of eating Masa is already from
the time of Hafrosha. From the moment he's Mafrish, Masa Sheni, at that moment he's not allowed to eat it bituma. And from that we can derive that certainly he cannot eat Karbonos bituma.
The point of asking is with Masa, when it's Mafrish, is that once you bring it into Yerushalayim, which is part of the halacha of.
Right, then there's a separate Issa of not eating it out of Yerushalayim.
But in the Tumah concept, there's no enough commitment before you
I'm trying to create
the Zerika back.
Right. There's a Shem Kodesh, and that Shem Kodesh itself.
And constantly for Zerika, what's their.
Again, it has a Shem Kodesh. It's certainly more chamor than Masa Shevi, and therefore, logically, we should have said within the framework of this Kalachomer, if it's one Shem Issa, then the Issa should emerge as soon as he was Magdish to Karbon. It doesn't matter whether it was Lefnei Zrika or Liachar Zrika. Again, we're not getting into the halachic physics of why the Torah says it's only Liachar Zrika, but what we do know is that the Shem Kodesh emerges way before Zrika.
Yeah.
And therefore, insofar as there's one Shem Iser of Shem Kodesh, both in the case of Masa Sheni and the case of Karmon, then it doesn't make any sense that this Iser is completely suspended before Zrika Saddam. And basically, what Rabbi Brisker wants to derive from this Sugya in Zvachim is that the Iser of Tumah with regard to Kodesh is a new Shem Iser. And the Iser Tumah with regard to Maser is a totally different Shem Iser. And the Brisker Rav uses the following phrase. He says, Shnei Shemas Lehu Be'ikar Isura Ulechal Echad Mehem Dinim Yuchadim. He says, since there are dinim that are unique to each one, Maser and the Karmon, therefore the two separate Shemos. Well, now, based on this Chiddush, the Brisker Rav wants to answer the Ramban's question. So let's just review, we didn't mention before, but what the Ramban's question is. We started with the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim wants to derive Tomei Shachal Kodesh with a Kal V'chomer from Tomei Shachal Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara has an agenda that the extra Lav, which is written in the parasha of Tomei Shachal Kodesh, and it's superfluous because we could have derived that Issa from a Kal V'chomer, is coming to teach us something about Kol Issurim Shabbat Torah. Okay, for that we'd have to open up the Gemara Pesachim, which I don't have in front of me, and then we'd have to study that. But the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says, you know what? The reason why the Torah wrote this Lav, Mefurash, of Tomei Shachal Kodesh, is Lavar Olav B'Shnei Lav. That's the Gemara's language. So the Gemara says, Lav mi omar abaye ochal putiso loka arba, etc. Namola loka chamesh. Says the Ramban, Hare leheja de ribui lavim marbe malkios. What does this mean? The sheet of the Gaonim is that when the Torah adds another lav, even for the same Shem Isur, you get a second set of malkos. And that's what the Gemara meant here by saying that even though I can derive Tomei Shachal Kodesh from Maaser Sheni, I still need the Lav in order to engender Malkus. And the Gemara demonstrates that by the fact that according to Ravina, you get four sets of Malkus, five sets of Malkus for Potisa, for Namola. What does it mean? Because since in the case of Potisa, you have one Lav and another Lav and another Lav and another Lav, Sheretz Amayim and Sheretz Of, etc., etc., therefore, each lav engenders a separate malchus. And that was the Gemara's proof or analogy to the case of Tomei Shachal Kodesh, that the extra lav, which is totally superfluous and unnecessary, is going to engender a different set of malchus. So the Ramban says this is a sugya that contradicts the Rambam, because the Rambam says that if it's one shame isur, then you only get one set of malchus, even if the Torah adds other lavim. It's got to be a separate lav with a separate shame isur. If it's the same shame isur with multiple lavim, the Rambam Shita is you only get one set of malchus. But the fundamental principle of this sugim psachim, says the Ramban, is that the extra lav is for an extra set of malchus. In other words, the Ramban is willing to admit that in the case of potisa, the Rama might be right, that the reason why you get four sets of malchus for eating a potisa is because there are four shemos isur. That could be correct. But the Gemara uses that halacha potisa loke for arba as a proof to the fact that in the case of Tomei Shochel Kodesh, you get malchus for the extra lav. So you see that the extra lav incurs malchus, and it's not because of the new shem isur. Now that we have the Brisker Rav's Chiddush, I can go back to answer up the Ramban's Kasha, because what the Gemara means by saying the Eimo Lav or Olav, what the Gemara means to say that maybe the extra Lav is to generate Malchus in the case of Tomei Sha'achal Kodesh, what the Gemara really means is that it's a separate Shem Isur. And how do we prove and demonstrate that it's a separate Shem Isur from the fact that the Isur is Chal only after Zrika? Now, in the course of this presentation,
so we say, so kachin before Zerika,
right?
We still learn from the Kal V'chomer from Maaseh.
Correct.
One malchus, please.
Right, but that would come under the Shem Isur, Shem Kodesh, but not under the Lav of Lo Yochal Kodesh, because the Lav of Lo Yochal Kodesh is because of the Shem Karbon, not because of the Shem. And with regard to the Shem Karbon, the Karbon becomes a Karbon after Zrika. That's what this Gzeres HaKosov is teaching. Now, within the context of this entire presentation, the Brisker Rav touches on a few other similar structures, which I wanted to mention. I just want to find my notes here, just to, so I don't have to read through the whole Brisker Rav. Where did I put this? I just had it in my hand a few seconds ago. Oh, here it is. Oh. He has the following. There's an Isur Aninus Bekodshim. And that too is derived by the sugya from a Kal V'chomer of Maaser. So an Onen is not allowed to eat kodshim. Okay? In Maaser it says, Lo achalti be'oni mimenu. And the Gemara says that technically we could have derived this Isur Onen from Maaser with a Kal V'chomer. But nevertheless, the Torah went out of its way to formulate this lav of lo achalti ba'oni mimeni. So the Brisker Rav wants to know, what do we have over here?
So where could we learn it from?
We could have learned it from a Kal V'chomer from Maaser. Should I look for that inside?
Is lo achalti ba'oni by Maaser?
It says here, let me just see if I can read it to you. This is another sugya in Zvachim. The first sugya that we spoke about is on Lamed Daled. This is a sugya later on in Zvachim Adaf, Kuf Aleph. And the Gemara says that Isuri de Aninus Bekodshim Yalfinin Le Bekal V'chomim Mimaser. That the Isur of Onei Bekodshim is derived from a Kal V'chomim from Maaser. So once again, we could ask the same question. Is the Isur Onein in Kodshim an Isur that has the identical shame as the Isur of Onein in Maaser? Or is it a new shame? Right? So again, with regard to Onein in Maaser, the Torah says, Lo achalti ba'oni mimen. Again, back to the Parashin Ki Tovo. The Gemara says in Zvachim that if the Torah prohibits Onen from eating Maaser, how much more so the Onen cannot eat Kodshim? Yalfina le b'kal v'chomer mimas. So once again, the Brisker Rav is going to ask the same question. After the Yalfusa, is it all one Shem Isur? In other words, this Yalfusa v'kal v'chomer now takes Onen and puts it... I'm sorry. And takes Basar Kodesh and puts it back into the parasha of Maaser, and it's all one Shem Isur. The Onen is antithetical to the Shem Kodesh, whether it's the Shem Kodesh of Maaser or the Shem Kodesh of of karbanos. That's one way of learning it. Or shall we say that it's a brand new shame isur in the case of kodshim, in the case of karbanos, and it's not the identical shame isur as it is in the case of maaser. So the Brisker Rav says that the Rambam counts these two together as one. And he brings a number of Rambams to prove this, both in Mishneh Torah and in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That means that the Azhara in the Torah is for Ma'aser Sheni. The Azhara for Kodshim is the same Iser as Ma'aser Sheni. It's all one shame Iser of an onen is antithetical to shame kodesh, and therefore the Brisker Rav says that in the case of an onen who eats kodshim before zrika, he would certainly violate the same identical Iser as an onen who eats kodshim after zrika. In other words, before zrika and after zrika would be the same identical avera, because it's derived from, and it's a subcategory of maaser. Okay. Then, all right, so he says, Pshita shel'inyan aninus isuram noig b'chol kodshim.
Is there a special pasuk, as it is with the carbon button?
Correct. So what he's saying is that basically, you know, just to mathematically, you know, structured, he's saying that the very fact that in Tomei in Kodshim there's a special pasuk that tells you only Liachar Zrika, that makes it into a new shame. But in the case of Adnidus, where we don't have that separate pasuk with regard to Kodesh, so therefore the Iser of Adnidus in Kodshim is knowing B'chol Kodshim, whether it's before Zrika or after Zrika, and it's an extension of and a subcategory of the Iser of Baiser Shemi. And the Gemara establishes in Zvachon that we derive it from Ma'aser Sheni. That's one chiddush that he says. Then he goes on to talk about the Iser of Orel. An Orel is Oser in Karban Pesach, and he's Oser in Achilas Truma. And there's a Sugya Yevamos Adaf Ayin, and the Gemara derives that an Orel is Oser v'Truma based on Gzeira Shava from Karban Pesach, Toshav v'Sachir. Now, here in this case, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam counts it as two separate Isurim, two separate Lavim. In other words, with regard to Aninus, in the case of Achilas Kodshim, in the case of Achilas Maaser, he counts them as one Mitzvah. But in the case of an Orel with regard to Truma and an Orel with regard to Korban Pesach, he counts them as two separate Mitzvahs. And therefore, the Brisker Rav wants to say that there's a separate Iser in Pesach that engenders Orel, that makes Orel repulsive, so to speak, and a separate Iser in Truma.
Well, the separate Pesachim?
No, it's derived from Gzeira Shava.
Gzeira Shava is not the same as Kaf Kremer.
Right. So he's saying that Gzeira Shava could engender two different mitzvahs and just tell you that they both have an Iser. So he writes the Brisker Rav Chazinon, we see from this the Gabi Iser the Arlus. Pesach u'truma v'shnei isurim v'shnei shemos nifradim. Right, isur di arlus b'pesach l'chud v'isur di arlus b'truma l'chud. Shnei shemos nifradim ninu v'isuram v'lachein u'lahachi mono marambam b'tar. Okay. Now he wants to know, what about the isur arel b'kodshim? Second, the Iser Orel B'Kodshim, is it the same as the Iser Orel B'Truma? Because again, Pesach is a separate category, that Pesach repels, you know, is antithetical to Orel. An Orel can't eat the Korban Pesach. That's a separate category. Then we have a separate Iser of Orel with regard to Truma. What's the deal with Orel with regard to all Kodshim? So the Brisker Rav says that the Iser Orlus B'Shar Kodshim Havichad Iserim Iser Orlus El Truma. The Travayu Truma V'Kodshim Chada Milsoninu V'Shem Echad Lehem B'Hach Iser the Orlus. So in other words, it comes out like this, that with regard to Aninus, an Onen is Osur B'Truma U'B'Kodshim as one Shem. With regard to Orel, an Orel is also Betruma and Bekodshu with one Shem. But with regard to Tomei, a Tomei is also Bemaser u'Bekodshu as two separate Shemos. And therefore, based on this, he concludes...
I understand the Kodshu. You've got the extra posset by Kodshu. Why is Korban Pesach different?
A separate Easter Orel?
Yeah, right. It's been learned from a Kavachayma from Truman.
So again, there's a whole section about this.
What's the Svara to give?
Yeah, you have to know what the Nafkaminas are. This is a whole section here which I did not go through. Again, there's a Langa Arichus here. I'll just read it to you quickly and we'll see if we can get anything out of it. I'll regal achas. He says, Isur di Arlus, the Shar Kodshim, Eno Nichlal, the Isur di Arlus, or Omer Gabi Pesach. All right. Then he proves it again for the Rambam, counting it as separate mitzvahs. I'm just looking if he quickly to see if my eye could catch any answer. Oh, again, I'm not seeing this in the Brisker Rav, but I'll tell you something that. Correct. And
there is a separate pasuk.
Right. And the reason why that engenders a separate Easter is, for example, I think the father is also not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, the father of the Orel. And that's a unique halach in Orel of Pesach. It doesn't apply to Kodshim.
But always say, therefore, saying the Korban Pesach, it's like Kodshim Lachazirika, they'll be two shamers.
Correct.
One
exactly.
From the Kavu Chayma, and one its own unique pasuk, its own unique lav.
That could be. I don't know, honestly. I'd have to learn a little bit more. He says, Hari Matsinu din Arlus Misuyemes Bekorban Pesach Bimilas Avodov. Ah, interesting. So I think that's similar to what I was saying. That if, let's say, a person owns an Eved, and he doesn't circumcise his Eved, he himself, the master, the owner of the Eved, cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. V'alkein Svir Leila Rambam Hach Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo Hu Lav Misuyam B'Korban Pesach V'ilu Iser Arlus D'Shar Kodshim Hu Iser B'Fnei Atzmo HaNilmad Mi Pesach Kimo Truma. Now again, I don't remember all the psukim here. There's a lot of ideas here. Let me just think for a second here. Right, Orel B'Truma is derived from Korban Pesach with Gzeira Shava. And he says the Iser Orlus of Shar Kodshim is also derived from Pesach. Iser Orlus the Shar Kodshim who Iser Nilmad Mi Pesach Kamosha Truma Nilmad Mi Pesach. So it's really fascinating. What you have is that Pesach, the Iser Orel the Pesach, is going to be a binyan av for both Truma and Kodshim, and both Truma and Kodshim now merge to become one Shem Iser, both derived from Korban Pesach, but Pesach itself is a new category unto itself. So the Shem Iser of Korban Pesach with regard to Orel is a Shem Bifnei Atzmo, and then there's another general Shem of Orel with regard to Shem Kodesh, and that Shem Kodesh includes both Truma and Shar Kodshim. And therefore, the Brisker Rav writes, Upshita le'inyan Arlus, she'isurim noig b'chol kodshim. B'chol kodshim. If it's b'chol kodshim, then there's no difference between before and after Zrika. V'yein chiluk b'hem bein karvu matiriv l'lo karvu matiriv. Rak iser isurim toli b'shem kodesh levad, she'zechal afilu lefnei Zrika. He says, "V'achinami be'isu tuma de kavasi iavi alfinin lebekal v'chomi maaser hakal." If it would be the same as maaser, because it's derived from maaser, it didn't have its own category, then it would be one shame kodesh, which would apply even before zrika. Well, if he said nimtza dvemes hachisur de tuma de chsiv bekra de vahabasa shayiga b'vachal tomi lo yochal. The sur de tumah nilmat become a chomer mimaser. Shnei shemos lahem the ikar isura. The eish lachal echad dinam yuchadim. Dze isura isura me isura mamur be karbanos. Asher nema bo hatnai de karvu matira. Vze isura told b'shem kodesh levad mechad milsehi ma'aser sheni. And therefore the isur is chal even before zrika. Here too, in the case of Tomei with regard to Kodesh and Truma, Kodesh and Maaser, is Shnei Shemos Nifradim Ninhu Bisura. The Shaper Maisi Agmar Bipsachim, Krod Vabosa Shayiga Bachal Tomei Loyochal, Mehach de Potisa, the Loka Dalit. Came in the Gam Hocha Gabi Tuma Ein Ze Rak Ribui Lavim. It's not just an extra lav al Shem Iser Echad El Shnei Shemus Nifrodin Iser the Tuma Shal Karbonos Iser the Tuma Shal Maaser. So it comes out that with regard to Kodshim, in the case of Tuma, there are two different categories. There's one category of the Shem Kodesh, which is derived from Maaser. Right, lo achalti yumeni b'tomei, and that shame would apply even before zrika. And then there's a separate lav with regard to karbanos as a separate shame isur, and that isur is generated by zrika, and is only chal after zrika. With regard to aninus, then we have an isur aninus with regard to both maaser sheni and kodshim. And they become one entity, and therefore it's dependent upon the Shem Kodesh. With regard to Arlus, we have a very interesting phenomenon, because Arlus is an Issa Truma and an Issa Kodeshim, and in that context it's all one Shem Isur, and that Isur of course will be generated by the Shem Kodesh even before Zrika. And then there's another category and another Shem Isur called Karban Pesach. So that even though Karban Pesach is the Av, and Truma and Shar Kodshim are the Toldos, nevertheless the Toldos have a separate entity, separate shame unto themselves. So this would be a case of Toldoseim Lav Kayotze Behen, where the Tolda engenders a separate shame Isur. In the case of Tomei, then what we really have is, we have two different tracks over here. We have on the one end, Maaser, which is teaching us Kodshim, and that's one Shem Isur, based on the Kal V'chomer. And then we have a separate Lav for Kodshim, with regard to Tumah, and that is a new Shem Isur. And then Afkamin is before Zrika and after Zrika, with regard to Aninus, where an Onin is also in both Maaser Sheni and in Kodshim. There, the Rambam says it's all one shame. And the Nafkamin is going to be that if it's one shame, then that Isra of Aninus is going to be Chal even before Zrika.
I'm not clear with Orel. We've got Pesach by Karban Pesach. We also got Pesach by Truma.
No, it's a Gzeira Shavu. It's a Gzeira Shavu. In both cases, the Truma and Kodshim.
So, Truma and Kodshim are derived from Karban Pesach.
Right.
So how do they get the second shame? If that's
what we're saying.
And Aninus, we're learning them both from Maaser Sheni. We're learning everything out from Maaser Sheni. This came the same shame as Maaser Sheni. But the pasuk that tells us
Karban Pesach.
So now
in the case of Ara,
how do Kodshim and everything else end up with a different shame if it's derived from Karban Pesach?
Because that's what we're saying, that told the same Lav Kayotzim means that sometimes we need the mechanics of the Alfusa, but having derived Y from X, Y now becomes an entity unto itself. In other words, there are unique halachas in Korban Pesach which are not included in this Gezeirah Shavah. Again, you have to know there's a principle in Gezeirah Shavah Lemechtza, but what I found from my experience is that in Gezeirah Shavah Lemechtza has more exceptions than the rule itself. You know, you have Hukash Havaya Liyitziya, but that doesn't mean we're going to derive Gerushin through Bia, right?
It's going to be Masaira for Gezeirah Shavah.
Well, yeah, maybe that too, but it's much more lumpish than that. There are definitions, you know, that you conceptualize it. Chet Chet Mitrum is Gezeirah Shavah, also has its own different dinim, you know.
And also whether there's an extra...
So again, Daniel, I think what we're saying here is the following. Korban Pesach has two dimensions to it. It's kachim, but it also has its own unique character, its own personality. Which of those two elements is going to teach me truma as far as the Isur Aril is concerned through that Gezeirah Shavah? The answer is not the unique character of Korban Pesach as Korban Pesach, but the kachim element of Korban Pesach insofar as Pesach is just a representative of a set, and that set includes all kachim, anything that has the Shem Kodesh to it. So therefore, truma now borrows from Korban Pesach through Gezeirah Shavah an Isur Arel, because Arel is antithetical, the Achilas Arel, to the Kodesh of it. And when we extend that to include all Kodeshim, then once again we're talking about the Shem Kodesh in Kodeshim. So we're not talking about the Korban aspect of the Kodeshim, but the Shem Kodesh in Kodeshim.
And that's what
Chalik was
saying. That's what he means in Nafkimen Efrik, the Dugma of the owned the Eved,
correct.
A unique
correct.
Aspect of conflict.
That din of Arel is not machmas the, you know, the universal face of Pesach, but the unique face of Pesach, and we don't find it anywhere else. You know, we'll never find an Isur Arel in Truma that impacts on the father of the child or the owner of the Eved, or in any kachim we don't find Arel that engenders an Isur on the father. That's unique to Korban Pesach. So that element is not included in the Gezeirah Shavah. What's included in the Gezeirah Shavah is that which is relevant to the Shem Kodesh, insofar as Pesach is nothing more than a representative of the universal category of Shem Kodesh. And whenever we have this, you know, Shem Echad called Shem Kodesh, for example, in Arel with regard to Truma and Kodshim, or in Onen with regard to Maiser Sheni and Kodshim, then that concept called Shem Kodesh is irrelevant to Zrika. Sai before Zrika, Sai after Zrika, it's Hayuhach. It's the same Shem Kodesh. If we would have an Issa that's engendered not by the Shem Kodesh as a universal concept, which includes Truma, Maiser Sheni, etc., but rather the Shem Karban, so in Hilcha Shem Karban, that's where Zrika plays a major role. So again, I use this Briskerov as another example of this concept that I could derive Y from X, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Y and X now have the same identical halachic status with all the same dinim. Sometimes I derive Y from X, and Y stands on its own as a unique entity. And that's going to be the case of the Shem Iser Karban as far as Tomei is concerned. It emerges as a new Shem Iser. And again, I think it's very similar to what we discussed yesterday with regard to Tosefes Shabbos. That Tosefes Shabbos is an entity unto itself. Ad kedei kach, that you might not be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs hayom during that period of Tosefes Shabbos. It's not real Kodesh, it's a new entity. And what I wanted to mention is that perhaps Chatzi Shir could come under the same category, that even though Chatzi Shir is derived from a full Shir, but it has its own status as a new Shem Iser called Chatzi Shir. And I looked this up in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, He's got a long, long article here on Chatzi Shir, but I found two paragraphs which I think could be combined into one. He writes, Chatzi Shir, Afal Pisha Asim in a Torah, because we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Mushpa Olav Mihar Sinai. In other words, the normal category called Mushpa V'yomim Mar Sinai that applies to all Doraises does not apply to Chatzi Shir. V'eino Kiderech Shemash Mushboim V'yom Dival Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah. De'eino El Yisur Stam. Now, I'm going to try to explain what I think he means by Yisur Stam. And in the footnotes here, he's quoting, this is footnote number 200, he's quoting a Ran in Shvuas on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, and a Meiri, a Radbaz, a whole bunch of Mar Makomos here. But I think what he's saying is the following. Let's say, for example, I take a Shvua that I will eat Nevela. That Shvua is Batul Mevutul because I'm already Mushpa V'yomei Mi Arsina not to eat Nevela. But let's say I take a Shvua not to eat a Chatzi Zayis of Nevela. That Shvua would be Chal. Why? Because we don't apply the principle of Mushpa V'yomei Mar Sinai on Chatzi Shir. I Chatzi Shir also in a Torah, so why aren't I Mushpa V'yomei Mar Sinai? The answer is that Mushpa V'yomei Mar Sinai only applies to Lavim or Esim, but not to something which he calls an Isur Stam. It's like a faceless Isur. In other words, what he's saying is it's not Nevela. When the Torah prohibited me from eating Nevela, the Torah prohibited me from eating a Zayas of Nevela. If I eat Chatzi Zayas of Nevela, that's not Nevela. It's also in a Torah. Yeah, it's also in a Torah, but Torah is Chatzi Shir.
So my mistake, I always assumed Chatzi Shir means it's also, there's no Einish for it.
Correct, but it's also in a Torah of Nevela.
But,
am I right?
But what you're now saying is it's not even under that love.
Correct.
It's a separate category.
It's a separate category unto itself. Yeah, and I found another piece here that I think would also support this. He writes, Kosvu achronim she'isur chatzishir eino mimin isur hashir shalim. It's not from the same min. This reminds me of that discussion yesterday about being kovei and the min. Elahu Isur Kloli. Sha'osra Torah Chatzi Shir B'Torah Isur Kloli. 219. He has Chikrei Lev. He was a Sfaradi. And he's got the Rogach over here. So I'd love to see this Rogach over. Then he has Rabbi Chanan Vasavin in Kovitz Biurim. And he says, listen to the Nafkemina here. Lefichach, afal pi sha'ochel basar v'cholav o klaya kem shalom keder chachiloson chayov. Okay, that's a sugi b'sachim, if I remember correctly. Let's see what he says here, 220. Okay, he just tells you to look up another article here in the encyclopedia. But in any event, the Gemara says that basar v'cholav and klaya kem or osar afil shalom keder chachiloson. If achal chatzi shir shel basar b'cholav or chatzi shir shel klai kerem is eino asur b'shalo kederach achilasam. Now, if chatzi shir basar b'cholav is basar b'cholav, albeit without malchus, then it should be asur even shalo kederach achilasam. How can it be that it's only if he eats it kederach achilasam? He says, "Lefisha chatzi shir ain shame iser basav cholav olav, the ain shame iser klaya kerem olav, el shame iser klali. Vareu kishar isur shabbat Torah, the ain ochayev al shalok kederach achilasan. Rogachov. The yesh cholkim esovrim she iser chatzi shir hu mimin. Instead of mimin, I would call mishem. Ha iser shal ashir asholem. Vaochal chatzi shir." Okay, that's already something else. If let's say talk to the Achilles Pras, that's not for us now, but if it's got the same shame, then in the case of Basar B'cholav or Klai Kerem, he'd be chayv even shalom kederach achilasa. So here we have, I think, a beautiful case of Omis V'Toldus.
The Yodish.
Correct. Now again, the Tolda, in certain cases, could be a violation of the Av, but without the Onish.
Yeah.
Even if I would, for example, postulate that Tosefes Shvius or Tosefes Shabbos is the same as Shvius, the same as Shabbos, you still would be potter from Onshim, but it's got the same Shem Yisur with all the dinim. Onshim is a different track. Here, in the case of Chatzishir, we're saying much more than that. Not only are you alleviated from that onesh of Shir Sholi, but more than that, you have separate dinim. And why is that? Because it's a new Shem, according to that first opinion. Namely, the opinion of the Chikrei Lev and the Tzofnes Panef and Rabbi Chanan. However, the second opinion, he writes that we should go back to footnote 32, which is at the beginning of this essay, to see the list of those who disagree. Let's see if I can find that. Page 32, it's the Yad HaMelech. I don't remember. Oh, I do remember his name. His name is Landau. The Yad HaMelech. I think he was the son of the Nodav Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken. Imre Bina, his name was Auerbach. Not, I don't think he's related to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but he was a Yerushalmi back in 150 years ago. Maratz Chayis, and again, he keeps going on and on. He has a Meshech Chochmas, Fasemis. I mean, he goes on and on and on. So we have a fundamental machlokas here as to how to define the tolda of the Av. Meaning, if Chatzishir is the tolda, is it basically a repetition of the Aver Salav, and it's identical of the Av, of Shir Sholem, and it's another tzura, another way of violating the Isur Nevela, just that there's a Kula in Onshim? Or no, it's a separate category unto itself. We call it a Shem Kloli, and it has the feature and the status of an Isur Kloli. Now, I'm wondering, according to this whole list of Achronim that maintain that the same Shem Yisur applies to Chatzishir as to the Shir Sholem, would we say Mushba V'Omeg Mi'ar Sinai? So if a person took a Shmur that'll eat a Chatzizayis in the Vela, in other words, I'm willing to accept that if he eats a Chatzizayis and Bosa B'chol Shalok and Erech Achilos, then he's Chai for that. He violates the Yisur. That I can accept. But as far as Mushba V'Yom V'Ar Sinai is concerned, I think even according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't say Mushba V'Yom V'Ar Sinai in the case of Chatzishir. So I don't know how to deal with that. Okay, so that's a separate question. But I honestly believe that this discussion about Chatzishir is a wonderful example of a new shame, according to Rabbi Yochanan and the Tzofnes Panei. And if that be the case, that sheds again a little bit more light on the Rambam that we discussed yesterday in Macholos Hasuros, that the Rambam wants to say that if he eats the efroach of a treifa, so let me get the Rambam's language here. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Mehilchus Macholos Asus Halacha Lamed Vav. With regard, he's not talking about the Efroach of a Treifa. He's talking about the Cholov of a Treifa. I'm sorry, scratch that. He's talking about the Cholov of a Behemoth Mea. So right, so I milk a camel, or I don't know, I milk a pig, right? Pig's milk. The Rambam says, "Ein lokin alehem." Why? Shenemer mipsaram lo toklu al basar hu lokav. Ein loka al achalov. Now I'm going to stop and take a breath here, a pause before I finish the Rambam. The punchline is coming up around the bend, but at this point, I wonder what the Rambam means when he says that since in the lav it says mipsaram, therefore there's no malchus on chalov behemet meya. Is he saying that chalov behemet meya is a ptur in Onshim? As we said before, the many times where you derive a Torah from the Av, but the Torah alleviates you from the punishment of the Av? Or is he saying it's a separate Isur? And I think that the proof to this is in the next line. Varehu ka'ochel chatzishir shu asim en ator vein aloka. I mean, of all cases in the world, in all universe. Yeah, why does he need chatzishir? You know, like, what's he embellishing here? What light is he elucidating here? You want to talk about Isurim with the no malchus? I could probably give you a list of 50 of them. No, he wants to say that even though chatzishir seems to have the same identity as a full shir, but nevertheless it's a new shame Isur. The fact that you don't get malchus is not just the ptur and onshim, but it reflects on shame, on chatzishir as a new shame Isur. It's a shame kloli. And when he says it's it's Asa bin HaTorah, but it's not Asa bin HaTorah, but Torah is that particular lav, let's say Nevela, but under a general thing. Same thing you could say about Cholav of Bei Metmeah. When the Torah prohibits you from eating a Bei Metmeah, it's Tafka Basar. In the case of Cholav, it's Yotze min HaAsur, but Yotze min HaAsur is a separate entity unto itself, with its own dinim. And this entity of Yotze min HaAsur, is not only potter from Malchus, but, for example, in the case of Zevzeh Goreim, as we discussed yesterday, if there was a mating between, not mating, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for in English? Anyway, if you mate a behemoth male with a behemoth tahora, then what you'd have is something which would come under Zevzeh Goreim. Because again, when you're talking about Yotzim and Asur Asur, it's because of the Goreim element. And if you have another Goreim, which is not Asur, that would neutralize the Goreim that's Asur. Which only makes sense if it's not an Isur Machmas Atzmo, meaning it's not the Tolda that's violating the Av, but rather it's a separate Isur called Yotzim. And all this is equivalent to Chatzi Shir. Okay. Now I want to talk to you a little about Tam Ki Ikar. Now, Reb Chaim has, I think it's the longest piece in the Sefer is on Tav Ki Ikar. But what I found here is in the Otzer Hayunim, in the back of the Masifta, he has a summary, sort of a little bit of an overview of Reb Chaim. Hine matzinu b'chidushe agrach shehirchiv es habir begeder adin shel Tav Ki Ikar. Shagrach omad b'svara shenizbara ad ato sheshorash ha'isur shel tam ki ikar hu mishum shehatam nikar v'lachein enom is batel. Right, so the din of bittul applies with the tarovus of isur behet, but only if the isur is not nikar. And the way that we're defining tam ki ikar is that since the tam of the isur is nirgash in the heter, so if you eat the heter, you get the tam of the isur, therefore it's nikar. And if it's an isur nikar, there's no bittul. The kasar of chayim, yesh ladun bazeh, ha'im ha'geder hu machmas svar zu, shebikeman shemargish ha'tam nechshav ha'isur nikar, v'lachem lo shayach bo din bittul, o dilma zeu din chadosh, so what is tam ki ikar? Is it the old Isur and we just simply suspend bittul, or no, the old Isur is gone because bittul will apply here, but nevertheless there's a new Isur that emerges called tam ki ikar. The agrach hiksha Shelachorayesh stira b'zeh. Notice he's going to have two proofs going in opposite directions. Mitzad echad yesh lo chiyach shegeder din zehu sha'isur eino batel machmasu nikar. And it's the old shame isur. Shagne begmar bizvachim mevuar shemin b'she'eno mino eino batel mikoch taimo. So if the min gives its time in an eino mino situation, and there's no bittul, lachein efshar latzeis yidei chovas matzah beisa haasuya miorez v'dogon v'yesh bo tam dogon. Meaning, a matzah made from rice is not a matzah, even for the Sfaradiv. But if the matzah is made from chamishas mini dogon, then it's matzah. Now he took a rice flour, mixed it with a wheat flour in a taroves, and he made an isa out of it. And the Gemara establishes that since the tam is a tam dogon, therefore you could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with this taroves.
What are the proportions?
I don't know. That's a good question. He says v'im nomer shetam ki ikar hu isur chadash, meaning really it's batel, but there's a new isur called tam ki ikar. If came. Ein lomar shemikach din zeh yeh afshari lotzeis yidei chovas matzah. As if you're creating a new entity, then it's not dogon, it's not matzah. Kevan sheikar din zeh nemar legabi isurim. But isurim means that there's an isur of Tam Ki Ikar, but that's not going to help me create an entity called Matzah. Ubipshuto Muchach Mizeh together Din Shel Tam Ki Ikar Shatam Eino Batel V'Omed B'Chashivuso. I would say B'Shmo Harishona. V'Lachein Efshel Latzis Biyodei Yidei Chovas Matzah. Omnom Mitzad Sheni Yesh Lo Chiyach She Din Zeh Shel Tam Ki Ikar Isur Chadosh. V'Ein Hasvar B'Zeh Shal Isur Nikar V'Eino Batel. Shari Matzina Bigamara Shehivia Kami Alfusos Ludin Tam Ki Ikar Bikamin Yonin. Right, so we have in the parish of Zorobishela Ba'ail, and we have the parish of Mishra Sad Novim in the case of Nazir, and maybe even Bosa B'Cholov is a source for Tamki. We have many different sources for Tamki Ikar. V'im nomar she'ikar shel din zeh hu she'isa nikar v'eino batel, v'kein ein tzarch limudim le'inyan v'inyan. K'eman she'din zeh hu rak gili milsa. Who must pick? He says you need one Yalfusa just to teach you as a Gili Milsa, that since the time of the Isur is Nirgash in the Heta, therefore it's Hukara Isur and there's no Bittul. But once I know that, I don't have to go into detail for each Isur. El L'chora Muchach Miseh Shedin Tam Kiko Isur Mechudosh V'lachein Tzarch L'lomdo B'chol Inyan B'fnei Atzma. Well, if he's there, he'll say, "Yeshay stira b'din zeh shel tam ki ikar l'din shel matzah b'mesat p'sochin." Now, after the stira, Reb Chaim has a whole mahalach to try to be miyashiv the stira. And he says, in the footnote, which I don't know if he's quoting someone, he says, the Yesh Litlos Bechakira Zu Machlokas Rishon Bechulin Tzarichesavid Beis in Yesh Malkus Betam Kiko Lo Shenechliku I Amrina Nahadri Li Sura Kama Klomer Hu Isra Kodem. That's what I call the Av Oshu Isra Chadash. The Tolda emerges as a separate Isra. Right, remember we quoted Rishonim who say that when you give Asra for a Tolda, you have to mention the name of the Tolda. It's a separate new Isra. If it's an Isur Chadash, then we don't have a source for Malkus. And I think this Isur Chadash might be a kind of an Isur Klali kind of thing. I don't know. Now, a few pages earlier in the same article, he quotes Reb Chaim. I don't know if it's from the same place or not. He doesn't give you a Marum Mokom here. He says, B'chidushe Reb Chaim nokat b'shitas haramam din tam kikur shu min haTorah v'teima, and Reb Chaim has a kasha. Ma tam she'ein isu Torah b'pochos mikizayis b'chle achilus pras. In other words, the Rambam establishes in Hilchos Machalos Asuros that the din of Tam Kikar applies when you have Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. Meaning, I guess there's enough of an Isur that fell within a certain volume of Heter, such that if you eat a Kizayis of that Heter within Achilas Pras, you have the Tam. Hare, Chisorn Ashir Hu Chisorn B'din Achila. She'ein chiv al achilas chatzi shir, ach be'ikar ha'isalos chadish din shir klal. And ken koshe, ma tam she'ein isra torah v'pochos mi kizayis plechus pras. Okay, this is a little bit complicated, but I just wanted to get to one point here. Vagrach hirchiv bebir shitas haram v'yisod din shel tam ki ikar, she'yesh lahakshos b'shitas harambam, perek yudal in halacha yud, Kola ochlim ha'asurim sha'ochlim sha'lo k'derech achilos aneinu chayev aleihem u'kmochein ein chiyuv al achilos ma'cholim sruchim ach bebosu b'chol v'b'klai akerem yesh chiyuv b'achiloson afilu sha'lo k'derech achiloson v'afilu b'ma'cholim sruchim hainu Mishum shaptur shel shelo kiderech achilas avudin b'maisa achila. V'ptur ze lo shayach b'isurim elu shem isuri ano v'enom isuri achila. Okay, this touches on the whole difference between an isur ano and isur achila, but he says in the case of an isur ano, the primary isur is not the maisa achila, but rather the hanah that he gets. So even if he does a maisa achila shelo kiderech achilasav, nevertheless he gets that benefit, therefore he's chayav. Achen, yesh laman al kach shebe mevur baram shebe isur hanah yesh chiv af bedvarim sruchim. Sure, yisod din ze lamdu begemara min avela shein aruya leger shein asura vodazor daf samot zayin amid bey. So lechor din ze eno din b'maisa achila el din b'chefta atzmo shein ba isur im eno royal leger. Right, if it's ain't a royal achila, there's no. It's not a chet to the isura. If came din ze shayach af b'isura no. Sheim em sruchim yisbatel isura. V'kosh ema tamo shal ram shekosim di b'isura no. Yesh isur af al macholim sruchim. V'agrach kosim liyashev kushizu. Al pi mashed beer b'shitas haram b'yisod din shel tam ki ikar yesh lachkar im ha'isar shel tam ki ikar hu ha'isar ha'kodem shem lifnei atarovis o shema hu isar chadosh mikoach b'lias ha'tam b'heter shechal bo chalos isar mechudosh u beer shel shitas haram an ikar achidish b'din tam ki ikar eno sh'atam eno batel ela Shemi Mishras, that's the pasuk in Nazir. Anu lemedim din chadash shel tam ki ikar v'zechalos din bifnei atzma. So the Tolda now emerges as a separate shame. When we call din zeh, memeli yeshlomer sha'iser eino batel. I'm not sure why the iser is not batel, but that's the way the Torah established this new iser that it's not batel. So Reb Chaim writes. Shedim mechudish zeh shetam ki ikar in yono iser achilov who is chadish rak be isure achila shedin zeh nilmad mi mishra shenemar bo lo ye achel valkein zoya sora achila. So in the parasha of Mishras, the Torah generates two different isurim. One is an iser achila of the mamoshus, let's say he drinks wine, and the other is a tam ki ikar alocha. Let's say, for example, he dips his bread in grape juice and he eats the bread. That's called mishras hanovim. That's a separate new iser. But all this is in macholas asuras b'achila. Ulefi zeish levar. They came into iser zeh yisodo who midin azharas achila and came to davreshein a royal leger. Shaloshayach bo iser achila. Behechrech dolo shaykh bozeh din tam ki ikar. So you cannot apply the din of tam ki ikar if it's not royal ger. Oh, this I think would be the source for tam pogum. Why is it tam pogum butter? Because it's ain't a royal ger. And when the Torah engenders this Isur Achila, it's only in something that's royal ger. And within the context of the Isur Achila, we derive this new Isur called tam ki ikar. And if Tam Kikar is an Isur Achila, then it doesn't apply in the Nevela Shein Aruya Leger. Ulefi zeh yesh liyashiv shitas haram shebebosu b'chol v'klai akerem she'enom ne'esorim b'nosein tam lifgam kevin shedin tam kikar lo shaykh elarak v'dor sheyesh bo Isur Achila ak b'nosein tam lifgam Kevon she'ino roi leger ein bo iser achila v'lachen lo shayach bo din tam ki ikar klal v'lachen af bi isuri ano einom nesorim mi din tam ki ikar b'tam pogum kevon de b'tam pogum lo ischadish din tam ki ikar klal ulefizah kosav agrach levayr shitas haramam shekosav b'tarovis shel pochos mikizayis Ein din tam ki ikar. Kevin she ikro shel din tam ki ikar bazhoras achila. Mishum kach hu lo shayach be isa shu chatzishir. Okay, this is already complicated. But what we do get out of this Reb Chaim is that Tam Ki Iker might be a whole new Iser Chodosh. Nafkamina, that there's no lav with Malkus on it. And if that be the case, it should have no bearing on matzah lechora. If it's a new category, it's not just hafkas bittel, and also that the din of tam ki ikar doesn't apply in a case of a tam pogum, because tam ki ikar is derived as a category of achila, and if it's ein reuel ger, it's not included in isur achila, and therefore there's no din of tam ki ikar. Whereas if you would say that tam ki ikar is just mafkia Bittel, then lechora, as far as Basa B'cholav and Kalei HaKerem is concerned, it should have no application. Okay, again, this has to be, you know, studied in great depth. But I think just in terms of the structure and the methodology, it's the same. Now, as far as Androgynous is concerned, all right, we'll try to wrap things up. What is the status of androgynous? So one of the definitions of androgynous, and this is the Shitas Ramban, based on a Brice in Yevamos Pei Gimel Amin Aleph, it's a birya b'fnei atzma. Says the Ramban, what does that mean, birya b'fnei atzma? Hainu shumin miyuchad v'lo ish v'lo isha. So there are many different ways of learning androgynous.
It's got simonim on both.
Great, he has both zachrus and
nakrus.
Right. So androgynous has both zachrus and nakrus. So we could say that it's both a zachar and an akeva. And if I'm not mistaken, that's how the Rogachev learned it, that it has both dinim. We could say it's a suffix, we don't know if it's a zachar or an akeva. Comes along the Ramban, and he says, no, it's a min miyuchad b'fnei atzmo, and it's neither a zachar nor an akeva. So I was trying to figure out what would be the nafkimina when we say that androgynous is not just a product of his zachrus and her nakvus, but rather a new entity, a new shame, if you will. And I thought maybe we could explain a halacha here in Kriyas HaMegillah based on a certain Tosefta. And if I understand correctly, the Tosefta says that in the case of an androgynous, eino motzi eshe eino mino. In other words, the Tosefta in the second parak of Megillah says that an androgynous can read the Megillah for another androgynous because they both are equal, that new min, but he can't be motzi anyone else. And he qualifies, he interprets this Tosefta in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes, that this Tosefta applies even afila sovrim she'isha motzia es ha'ish. Now, this is a little bit funny.
Yeah. How was the problem that androgynous was that they came apart?
Excellent. So if you say that an androgynous is both Zohar and Nekeva, you could say that the Kriya of the Megillah is now a Kriya San Nekeva as well.
Yeah.
And a Nekeva can't be Motzi a Zohar. Yeah. But he's going according to the Mandiyoma, which is, I think, the Shita Saramim as well, that an Isha can be Motzi an Ish in Megillah because Afein Hoyim Bosan Nes. Right, the Gemara says on Daf Dalid, wherever it is, Noshim Chayos the Mikra Megillah. So the Rambam understood that literally, and she has the same Chiyuv as a man, not like the Bahag and so forth and so on. Now, in the case of androgynous, logically we should say Mimanafshach. Call him a Zachar, call him a Keva, call him whatever you want, but at the end of the day, he could be Motzi anybody else, because a Zachar can be Motzi in a Keva, and a Keva can be Motzi in a Zachar. So what's the problem? The answer is, I think, that androgynous is a new entity. When we say that the Zohar is Motzi, he's Motzi B'Torah Zohar. When we say that the Nekeva is Motzi, she's Motzi B'Torah Nekeva. He doesn't have neither Zohars nor Nekeva.
Andrea's Gampai Baisenes.
He's also an Ness and he's Chayev, but he's Chayev B'Torah Andreganis, so he can only be Motzi another Andreganis. And I thought that maybe that would explain another din. It says here that Andreganis Eino Nerach. In other words, let's say I say Erica will lie, right? On an androgynous, there's no din of Erchin. Who ain't on Erech lo ke'ish v'lo ke'isha. And this is 159. This is a Mishnah in Bikurim. Now, I was thinking to myself, well, what's going on over here? There's a din of Erchin, both in the case of a Zohar and in the case of the Nekeva.
So half the value of a Zohar, half the Nekeva. We come back with 40, man.
Right. So he writes over here that why is Ein lo Erech lo kezochar lo Nekeva shenema v'aya erkecha hazochar v'im Nekeva hi. So the two psukim, one next to the other in Vayikra Chav Zayin, one says erkecha hazochar, the other says v'im Nekeva hi, etc. Zohar vadai unikeva vadai is v'lo androgynous. Now I don't get it. If we're going to assume that androgynous is a zohar and a nekeva, the way the Ragacham understood it, then l'chora I don't get it. Why shouldn't he be included in both erkecha zohar and erkecha nekeva? Then, like you say, you work out the calculation in terms of splitting the goods. And if you say he's a Safek, okay, so we don't know one way or the other. So let him pay the lower price. But the answer is, I think that whenever the Torah requires a Zohar or a Nekeva, the androgynous is neither a Zohar nor a Nekeva, according to the Ramban. And finally, I found here another Mishnah Bikurim that's quoted, that androgynous ain't a Nimkar li Evan Ivri. Loka Anoshim v'loka Anoshim. Meaning that you can sell an Isha as an Omavriya and sell an Isha as an Eved Ivri. But in each case, what you need is a Zohar or a Nekeva. Here, he's neither a Zohar nor a Nekeva, he's a new entity. So that's why I think the Ramban is learning in Birya B'Fei Atzman Androgynous that he's a new category. And he's not a combination of Zachrus and Nachrus or a Suffolk of the two, but a whole new Tolda with its own shame androgynous, and therefore it has its own unique dinim. Now, I went through the encyclopedia on Kai, and I tried to see if I could find something similar in Kai, because in Kai also, there are Rishonim who hold that Kai is a min bifnei atzmo, she'eno lo chaya v'lo behema. Okay, so you breed a chaya and a behema, you get this koi, and it doesn't have the din neither of the chaya nor of behema. So I was thinking, what would be as far as kisi adam is concerned? L'chora, if you were to say the koi is both a chaya and a behema, like the Ragachava, then he should be chaya with kisi adam. And even if you say it's a suffix, maybe the Torah suffix, he should be chaya with kisi adam, maybe it's a chaya. And he quotes here in footnote number 131 of Tosis in Yuma, and he writes the following: Im koi hu min bifnei atzmo, eino chaya v'lo behema, v'lachein ein bo mitzvas kisi adam, she'ein mitzvazu noheges el b'chaya, aval eino shayeches b'dam shel koi. So I was thinking that maybe this Tosfos in Yuma is holding that koi, even though it's a product of two animals, right, a male and a female, one is a behemoth, one's a chaya, nevertheless it's a new entity, and we don't see it as the old entity. And perhaps that could explain the issue of Zroa L'chayayim V'keva. Because here he has in footnote number 232, Biushalmi, Koi Birya Bifnei Atzmahi, and he writes that although Zrol Chayayim Akeva is Matnas Kahuna, so the Kohen wants to demand it. he says he has a machlokas here whether you apply the din of hamotzi mechavero or of a raya here. You see, if it's both a chaya and a behemah, then it would definitely be chaya v'nzor l'chaya nekeva. And if it's a safek, so then you have to know what kind of safek generates the din of hamotzi mechavero for raya that the kohen would have to prove in order to collect the zor. Maybe if we would say that in Sveika Dedina, it's not a Sufik Pemetzius, it's Sveika Dedina, then even the Chacham would agree Yachloku in this case, like Sumchus. But I was thinking he has here a Marie Kurkus, he says that Bisveiko Shalakoi, he says, We're going to say that he's chayav in zor nechayam. He says lemeidim heimen akosuv imse. Now I didn't get a chance. I would have liked to have looked this up in the Torah Tmima. It's dvarim yudches pasuk gimel, and it's apparently in the parash of zor nechayam. There's an extra ribuy of imse, and the Gemara says l'rabos es hakoy. So I was thinking that Enochinami midin safek, the kohen would have no way of collecting the zor l'chayam in the case of kohen. But since there's a separate gzeres hakosu, then kohen is chayav b'toras min chadash b'fnei atzma. In any event, this tosis that you're not chayav in kisi adam, I think, is a pretty clear raya that it's not just a safek or a combination of both zachrus and nakvus, but that kohen is a new entity unto itself. And we saw something similar in the Ramban with regard to androgynous, and maybe it's the same thing. And finally, I was thinking about mishmush nachla. Like, let's say if the son dies, then his son, the grandson, inherits his grandfather through mishmush. So there's a sugya in Baba Basra called Kravi Drav Idi Barovin. And there, Rav Idi Barovin was a Karov, and somebody else grabbed the land claiming that he was a Karov. And Rabbeinu Chananel has a special girsa there. In any event, without going through the details, I don't have the time now to do that, but Rav Salvechik wants to say that in Nachla there may be two different shemos. There's one shem Yoresh who yarshins ba'ofen yashir. So right, you have all the relatives that Yarshin, you have the children, you have the parents, you have brothers and sisters, or whatever you have. I don't know about sisters, that's already Pinchas. And then you have their offspring, which is already Mishmush Nachla. And that's a shame, Yorish Bifnei Atzmo, because the Yarshin's in an indirect way. And based on this, he wants to explain the case of Ravidi Barovin. Rav Idi Barovin had edus that he was a Karov, but we're not sure that he is the closest relative, right? Because in Hilchus Yerusha, there's a Seder Adifus, who comes first. So this other guy who grabbed the land, he claimed that he was a Karov as well, but Rabbi Nechananel is saying that Rav Idi Barovin was a Karov Yashir. He was a direct Karov. With regard to the other guy, who was a Safek, maybe he was Yoresh through Mishmash Nachla. And Rav Soloveitchik wants to say that here we apply the principle of Ein Safek Motzim Dei Vade. In other words, Rav Idi has a Vade Shem Yoresh. This other guy has a Suffolk Shem Yoresh, because if he's Yoresh B'mishmush, he doesn't have the same Shem Yoresh as a Yoresh Baofen Yashir. And again, what I think we have here is another example of Toldoseim Lav Kayotzevehen, that even though the grandson, through his father, is Yashining his grandfather, but nevertheless, that Tolda is an entity unto itself. And it doesn't have the identical shame Yoresh as a direct Yoresh.
So what you're saying is, let's say there are three brothers, and one dies, he's got no children, no parents, so brothers are the next of kin.
But say one more time, there are three brothers.
Three brothers. one brother dies,
right.
Got no children, he's got no parents, and they've a brother's got the next of kin. So you've got two brothers.
Right.
Except one of those two brothers was dead, but he's got a child. And so you've got like a nephew and a brother. So you're saying that the nephew is in some ways equal to the brother. You should accept that he's going to... Through another death, through Mishmash.
Right, so does he step into the shoes of the person who would have inherited the
as a brother,
or no, he's got a new category of Yorish with its own shame. And here in the Sugi Rav Yehuda Bar Ovin, there might be an afkamina because of the principle of Ein Sofik Motzim Levada, meaning that if Rav Yehuda has the status of a Vada Yorish with that unique shame of a direct Yorish, the other guy, we don't know.
Why is Mishmash Sofik?
Yeah.
Why is the explanation Sofik? If they helps you.
No, in other words, we don't
says
know.
He steps in
no, the Sofik is that he hasn't proven yet with evidence in Aden whether or not he is a grandson or an uncle or whatever.
But he's proven that he is who he says he is. And he's next to his second in the shoes of his father. Has he still got a different shame? If there's not a Suffolk anymore?
If it's Mishmash?
Yeah.
I think that's the assumption of salvation.
So it's why we keep getting to Suffolk, we didn't talk about Suffolk.
Right. So the truth is that what I need is the Otzer Hayunim on Perek Yesh Novel. Because I'm pretty sure he has a piece on Mishmash Nachla. And what I want to analyze there, and again, if I can get a hold of it by next Sunday, is the difference halachically between a Yorish direct and a Yorish Halidei Mishmush to show that Mishmush is a new category with its own shame. It's not that Mishmush means that the grandson steps into the shoes of the father like the told is a violation of the Av. So that's what I'd love to, if I had a few nafkaminas, that would be great. So we have here, what did we have here today? We had Patsy Shear, correct?
Yeah.
We had Koi, we had Andragonis, we had Mishmash Nachla, we had Tamki Ikar, and we had Tomei Shachal Kodesh versus Tomei Shachal Truma, or Maisa Sheni. And Korban Pesach. And in all cases, what we're asking is whether deriving the second case from the first case, is it a new Iser or is it a violation of the old Iser? Is it a new mitzvah or it's the old mitzvah? New status or the old status? So I think that Baruch Hashem, we've sunk our teeth into this. If we had more time, but I don't know if I have the time, there's a sugi Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Beis called Uber Yerech Imo. And the question is, if a pregnant woman is misgayer, she's not Jewish, and then she goes through Gerus, and then afterwards she gives birth to a boy, does that boy need Mila B'toras Yisrael, or he needs Mila Lizgayer? And then I mean whether it would be Docha Shabbos, because the Mila of a Ger, because it's not the significance of the 8 days is not enough to be Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says it depends on Machlokas, or the Uber Yerech Imo. So I was thinking that maybe Uber Yerech Imo is this Chakira, whether or not we see the Ubar as a Tolda, as entering into the shoes of his mother, so to speak, and if he picks up the status of his mother, as a Yerech of his mother, then the Gerus of his mother is Chal even with regard to him, the child, and when he's born he's already a Yisrael, and therefore his Mila B'Yom Shmini is just a Milas Yisrael, and it would be Docha Shabbos. If on the other hand I view the Uber as a separate entity unto himself, then he's going to need a Mila B'Toras Gerus, also Tvila B'Toras Gerus, obviously. So I thought that maybe Uber Yerech Imo could be another example of our what I call our maftech of sivug, you know, classifying, and whether it's an av or a tolda. That's what I was thinking. We had the sugi ksubis about cheskas ha'em, whether Svahani Labas or not, because she was Becheskes Kshera, and then she had a Vi'ila, we don't know if it was a guy that passes her to Kuhuna, So we say uki gavra b'ches kosei. But what about the vlad?
Yeah, but that's in the logic of chazaka.
That's not a din of uber yerach ima, really, right? Because the Gemara has two deis over there, Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar, whether or not the manda machshir ba machshir bebita. So you're right, the logic probably there is very unique and has something to do with how Chazaka operates, but structurally it's a little bit similar, because what I want to know is whether this Chazaka of the mother can be superimposed on the Vlad, such that the Vlad is born, she's born with that Chazaka as well, and that would be like Uber Yerech Imo, meaning that the Toldos sort of enters into the shoes of the Av. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe that's a little bit more iffy. So those are some of the sugyas that we did. And what I'd like to do next week is this concept of Av v'Toldo with regards to the Rabbanans. Like, let's say there's an Issa Rabbanan. Do we view it as the same Shevi Issa as the Issa Doraisa? So, for example, Chametz v'Shei Shos, you know, in the sixth hour. Is that Chometz or it's a new Iser? And then the Gemara has Chometz in the fifth hour, which is Aser Bachila, but Mutar Banan. It's called Tolim. Is that a shame of Chometz? So the fact that you can have Hanah from it means that it's not Chometz. That's a new shame Iser.
We say Ron Ka'id, the Rise of Tignu. What does Ka'id mean?
Right. Does it have the same shame or not? So that, believe that, is going to be our topic for next week. And then we'll go on to another Mafteach. Okay, it's good.